he did go. He did not go. I don't know whether I had anything to do with it or not, but she always thought I did.
That's why you were faced.
Yeah.
Where were they going to go?
Oh, they were just going, just take a trip somewhere, do something, you know, just, and she's afraid they would get into trouble because, you know, back then they all wore guns and all that kind of stuff, you know. It was kind of rough over there, and delivering groceries and things like that. They delivered groceries back then with a horse and wagon, and they were out all times of night, and there were just lots of meanness, and we had a lot of colored trade, too, and they were just kind of bad boys in a way, but they weren't bad either. I don't know what you'd say. They were just...
Well, maybe out of necessity.
They had to take care of themselves. Yeah. But I really, when she called me, this is kind of late, but when she called me and asked me to do that, Tom and I were kind of on the outs. He had gotten mad with me because I was with another boy out at Westlake, and he was homesick. But it was one of his friends. I didn't think anything about it, you know. Uh-huh. And then he had been, I don't know where you'd say, coming down to the church where I went at night, and had seen me go home with certain boys and different things, you know. Uh-huh. And he was kind of mad about that, too, and we just had gotten to where I was staying there going to school, but anyhow, we weren't close like we had been. And I told his mother, I said, well, now, you know, me telling him not to go wouldn't have any effect on it, because I said, you know, Tom and I are not even going together now, or something to that effect. And she said, well, I know one thing. I know you're the only one that can keep him from going. So, from then on, we made up, you see, by me asking him not to go. And that was just too bad. You see what it led to, don't you?
Well.
But I thought that was right cute, her calling me and asking me to please ask him not to go. Said, I know you're the only one that can keep him from going.
Well, apparently it worked.
Well, it worked all right. He didn't go. And I didn't go to school that winter either. I always go, well, we got married.
Oh, yeah.
I went to Tuscaloosa. My older sister lived in Tuscaloosa. And with Mama so many children, she always helped me get my clothes ready for school. So I was down there, and she was helping me get my clothes and all ready. But when I got back home, I never did go to school that winter. We got married instead. So I clerked in the store, we lived in that one house up there 50 years.
In that same house?
Well, right across the road from where we were in business, right there on the same street. But we did move across the road in a bigger house, and we lived there 50 years. My children all were born there, and so we've been out here now 6 years. So we've been married 56 years.
That's a pretty successful courtship, man.
Yeah, and you know what? When we first married, I've got some granddaughters now that's thinking about getting married, and I wouldn't advise them to get married at 16 like I did.
Oh, really?
Even though I worked out fine, but we always lived in the house with his mother and father.
Oh, really?
We never lived to ourselves, but we had a cook,